There is a science to getting rich. And it's an exact science, like algebra or arithmetic. There are certain laws that govern the process of acquiring riches. And once these laws are obeyed by any man or woman, he or she will get rich with mathematical certainty. It's just math. See, the millionaire code is just time, amount, and yield. Time, amount, and yield. It's just math. That's all it is. The good thing is it's easy math. The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. And those who do things in this certain way, whether on purpose or accidentally, get rich. While those who do not do things in this certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, they remain poor. Poverty. It's a curse. We suffer with people who've been in generational poverty year after year after year. And they think the answer is to pour money into it. It's not the answer. The answer is for them to keep money. The answer is to get out of generational poverty. You need generational wealth. And you have to stop giving away your money and keep your money. I receive calls and DMs like this all the time, emails of people trapped. The guy makes $40,000, $45,000, $50,000 a year, car payments, school loans, debt, insurance, and he can't get ahead. There is no margin to invest. There is no time. There is no amount. There is no yield. Because he succumbed to corporate marketing, the debt and the taxes, inflation, the four stealers, the four horsemen that'll steal your wealth. They ravage their family. You see, it's a natural law that like causes always produce like effects, and therefore any man or woman who learns to do things in a certain way will infallibly get rich. Certain way. See, getting rich is not a matter of environment, for it were, then all people in certain neighborhoods would become wealthy. The people of one city would all be rich, while those in other towns would all be poor. Or the inhabitants of one state would roll in wealth, while those in the adjoining state would live in poverty. But everywhere we see rich and poor living side by side, in the same environment, in the same town, often engaged in the same vocations. And when two men or women are in the same locality, in the same business, and one gets rich while the other remains poor, it shows you that getting rich is not primarily a matter of environment or job or skill set. In some environments, sure, they may be more favorable. In some neighborhoods, it may make it easier. It indicates that getting rich is a result of doing things in a certain way. And further, the ability to do things in this certain way is not solely to the possession of talent. It's not just talent. Plenty of people who are very talented people and yet broke. See, the ability to do things in a certain way, it's not based exclusively on talent or luck. For many people who have great talent remain poor. And while others who have very little talent get rich. Study the people who have got rich, and we find that they're often an average lot in all respects, having no greater talents or ability than any other man. It is evident that they did not get rich because they possessed amazing talents or God-given abilities that other men don't have, but it's because they happen to do things in a certain way. Getting rich is not the result of saving or being, quote, thrifty. Many savers. Many savers and frugal people are poor. While free spirits and people who spend their money ridiculously grow rich. Nor is getting rich due to things others fail to do. For two men in the same business often do almost the exact same thing, and one gets rich while the other remains poor and becomes bankrupt. From all these things, we must come to the conclusion that getting rich is a result of doing things in a certain way. See, I live right next to people, and I've worked a similar job in a similar neighborhood, average middle class people. My house may be a little bit larger because I've added on, and maybe I have a swimming pool and they don't have a swimming pool. I built an office beside it, but I live in the same neighborhood, the same town, the same location as people all around me. And over the last 20 years, I've grown rich. I've become a multimillionaire. And my neighbors who work the same job, I worked at a prison, they work at a prison. I mowed yards, they mow yards. There's no skill set, no special abilities, I'm not gifted. But I did things in a certain way. Certain way. I would make money, save money, and invest it. And I did it over and over and over and over and over in assets that produce cash flow. And as these assets appreciate and grow and throw off cash, I just reinvested it. It's just math. And if you do it, you get rich with certainty. It's just math. If getting rich were the result of doing things in a certain way, and if like causes produce like effects, then any man or woman can do those things the same way and become rich. The whole idea, this whole concept, the whole matter is brought within the dominion of an exact science. Repeatable steps. Meaning the process to build wealth in real estate is the same for everyone. The process to build wealth in the stock market is the same for everyone. That's it. You buy, you accumulate, and it grows. So easy. So easy. But it's an exact process. The question arises here whether there's certain way may be so difficult that only a few may follow it. And this cannot be true, as we've seen, as far as natural ability is concerned. See, talented people get rich and blockheads get rich. Intellectually brilliant people get rich and very stupid people can get rich. Physically strong people get rich and weak and sickly people get rich. Some degree of ability to think and understand, of course, is essential, but insofar as natural ability is concerned, any man or woman who has sense enough to read or listen to these words can certainly get rich. I teach it every day. I've shared hundreds and hundreds of hours of audio content, videos, and books, and I've given away over 16,000 copies of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broken. In it, I give the exact formula that I use that would work for anyone. Why? Because it's an exact science. I modeled it after the book, The Science of Getting Rich. It's an exact process that like results produce like kind produce like results. That if you do the exact same thing I do, you will get the exact same results. It's how it works. It's the process of wealth that hasn't changed in 5,000 years. Also, we see and have seen that it's not a matter of environment. Location counts for something, but one would not go to the heart of the Sierra and expect to do successful business. In other words, I became rich in a very small town in Texas, way away from Wall Street, way away from any sort of internet hub. And I built internet businesses, and I've invested in businesses, and I purchased real estate, and I have no college degree. I didn't get any certification, nothing. Just process. Process over outcome. But here's the thing. Getting rich involves the necessity of dealing with people. Dealing with people. See, all the money that you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbooks, credit cards of other people. This is why I got into marketing and selling. See, wages are fine and you can pay your bills with wages and that's honorable. But wealth comes from profits. Dividends are profits. Rent checks above and beyond the cost, that's profits. A business you start that sells things and Profits. You will never become rich on wages. It's the wages that you take to invest in business that produces profits that'll make you rich. See, so you have to be where there's people to deal with, and if those people are so inclined to deal in a way that you want to deal, so much the better. But that's about as far as environment goes. In other words, there has to be people. So you have to invest in things that people like, that people go and buy the product, obviously. So if anyone else can get rich in your town, so can you. And if anybody else in your state can get rich, so can you. And if I can get rich, so can you. It's not a matter of choosing one particular business or profession over another. People get rich in every business and in every profession, while their next door neighbors in the same vocation remain poor. It is true that you'll do best in a business that you like and in which you're congenial to you and that maybe you have some talent for that have developed, and you do best in a business that calls for the exercise of those talents. So if you're a good speaker, you'd probably be a good salesman, and if you're a good writer, you see what I'm saying? You're going to have natural, if you're good at art, there's certain things and professions that maybe you could exercise those natural given skills to a better, or that you would stay with it. See, the only reason I think following your passion works at all is because it keeps you in the game. And see, and half the trick is just staying in the game. Just showing up every day when other people don't show up. Consistency, repetition is the mother of skill. Doing things longer than more people. Working harder, more days and longer often is irrefutable. It produces results. You want more? Do more. I'm often, people DM me or email me or contact me or in my private coaching and we talk and they want to make more money, and then I look and they take 2 days a week off. I'm like, you could just work more. Work more. I mean, what are you doing from 10 o'clock to midnight? You know what I do from 10 o'clock to midnight? My trading business, my investing business. Now that's expanding into teaching other people about trading and business and investing. And that's turned into a business where thousands of people follow and listen and read and, you know, have become inspired. But that was something that I put in motion, meaning I saw that other people had done something similar and they had made money. So I can do it too. We live in a world of like causes produce like effect. You can model after other people. That's what the book, The Science of Getting Rich, is teaching. That you can, first, it's how you think. And so first, you obviously have to believe that it's possible. And the final is to take full responsibility. And so every night I respond to 50, 100 DMs. I respond to 20, 30 emails, letters. Every day, day in and day out. Constant. Pushing my books, posting videos, recording. On top of working my regular business, remodeling houses. Researching, selling leads, all these things that I do. There's so much time in the day. I'm telling you, there's time for what you need. I recently received an email, and the guy, 40, I think I just mentioned, he's $50,000 a year, wife can't work, a couple kids, they're sick, they've got debt. Is there anything I could think of? Yeah. What are you doing from 10 to 2? From 10 to 2 a.m.? Build a business. Use your thumbs. You know, I don't know. You have to make every moment of every day of the time has to produce. If you're caught, I did a video once. What do you do if you're broke? And it's, damn it, you have to work more than everyone else. And it's not forever. It's just for a time and a season. No one is prevented getting rich by lack of capital. True, if you get capital, increase becomes easier and more rapid, but one has capital is already rich and does not need to consider how to become so. No matter how poor you may be, if you begin to do things in a certain way, you will get rich and you will begin to get capital. Process over outcome. Process over outcome, meaning the process, the steps, the process is the single most important part, not the outcome. It's fractal. You do it with $100 the same way you do it with $1,000, you do it with $10,000, you do it with $1,000,000. Meaning if you gave me $10 million, I'll invest it just like I did when I had $1,000. This is what people don't get. They think there's some sort of magic fucking formula because you have a bunch. They're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over. Consistency. This is why in my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, I teach this idea of the buckets. If you don't get the buckets right, you will never get rich. Because at some point you will get fired, your wife will get sick, your kids will get sick, something bad will happen, and you won't have the buckets properly arranged, and you won't be able to protect your family. You'll have to sell assets. You'll have to go into the 401k. You know how many times I've seen that happen? You know how many times in 9/11 people trying to save their family and save this, and they went into their 401k? Destroyed decades of wealth. And it was so simple to avoid. All they had to do was structure the buckets. I teach it almost every day till I'm blue in the face, and almost no one does it. And this is why 7% prosper and build great wealth and 93% struggle. Because of the obvious, the simple. They're not guarded, they're not protected. You may be the poorest man on the continent and be deeply in debt. And you may have neither friends, influence, nor resources, but if you begin to do things in this certain way, you most infallibly will begin to get rich. For like causes must produce like effects. If you have no capital, you can get capital. If you are in the wrong business, you can get into the right business. If you are in the wrong location, you can go into the right location. And you can do so by being in your present business and in your present location to do things in a certain way which causes success. You can begin right where you are. Right there, right now. You can begin. And if you begin to do that job better than anyone, the universe sees and it opens up. I don't care if you drive bus, work at Walmart, a plumber, or a roofer. If you do that to the best of your ability, stay longer, work harder, do more than everyone else, and expect nothing for it. See, that's the part. Because when other people do it, because I hear it all the time, I talk to them, well, they didn't recognize it, they didn't see it, they don't see what I'm doing. Fuck you. It's not about what they see. See, when the guy talks like that, he wasn't doing it from the right place. He was doing it to get. And not doing it because it's the process. You get it? Such a slight. Often, when people read these things, if you read a book, it's like a self-help book, you're like, yeah, I did all that. No. It was the intent in what you did it. I talk with people all the time. They say, Gerald, I've been investing for like 5 and 6 months and you know, I'm in the negative. It's so funny to me. Bro, I've been in the negative for years. Wait till you catch a 2 or 3 year down market. What are you going to do when the big bad bear market comes and your retirement goes from 500 to 250? This is where people shit themselves. This is where we see who's been faking, who understands wealth, who knows what they're doing, who understands the science of getting rich. Because in times like that, I know that real wealth, the big wealth, is made in the times of distress. See, all of the houses that I bought, the ones that are really juicy deals that have made me the most money, were foreclosures. In times when economic times when things were bad, but I have my buckets right. So I'm able to go into that time and begin buying assets. Why? Because my buckets are right. I'm not part of the stats. I'm not a victim into the sell-off. See, I had the 2 years. So if I lost my job, I got 2 years set aside to cover. I'm good. I can keep investing. And so I'm able to invest when other people aren't. Because they've crippled themselves with debt. And bad decisions. That's why I say today. You need to get ready for the bear market today. And how do you do that? You eliminate debt. You create alternative sources of income. You get the necessities bucket under wrap. You plug some holes. You get the savings bucket right. And you understand what it means to have a savings bucket. And you get the investments on point. And when the market crashes, you don't need to be fearful. You've got the buckets right. You understand this idea of the science of getting rich. You understand time, amount, and yield. And that like effect produces like results. And you can begin right now where you are today with whatever amount of money you have. Get my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke. Read the first chapter entitled The Money Flow and get those three buckets right. If you do that, you're going to be okay. If you don't do that, I promise you, you will be punished and you will be a statistic and you will fail like most people. Most of the people that you know, and it has nothing to do with intellect, it has nothing to do with talent, it has nothing to do with any of that. They will fail in the coming session. There's always a coming recession. This is not fear-mongering. I'm not fearful of it. I'm looking forward to it. Hey guys, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. If you haven't noticed, I'm working my way through the book. I'm going to try to get through all 17 chapters. And as I get through the book, I try to add some of my own colorful commentary. But the book is going to set us up for truly getting rich. See, the idea of the Science of Getting Rich is basically the basic idea. It's produced, it's 17 chapters. And ultimately what it's trying to do is to get you to make certain actions. The book repeatedly says over and over and over, certain way. If you've ever seen my YouTube videos, if you've ever seen my Instagram videos, this is what I'm trying to decode. What I'm trying to share is, what is that certain way? And there is a certain way for average, everyday, blue-collar people. There is a certain way. There's very few ways. There's only a couple ways you're going to get rich in America. And I believe that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, can become rich if you begin doing things in a certain way. One, you have to get a solid source of income, meaning you need a good job or a business. Two, I would highly encourage you to create a second source of income, a third stream. If you and the wife both work, if you could find a way to create some extra money, I can't stress enough, and all of the money from that extra money should not be going to living and bills. It should be going to your investments. You can put them on rocket fuel. That's how I became a millionaire in 8.2 years, is we invested 50% of our income. Now, it's hard to do that, I understand. But one way to do that real fast is to make a lot more money. And instead of spending that money, invest that money. In other words, if you could create an extra $1,000 a month on the side, using your phone, flipping things, whatever, I don't know what your skill sets are. But if you did that, instead of using that money to live or bills, you use that money to invest, you're going to become rich very, very fast. God bless. If you don't have a copy of that book, reach out to me by email, DM. If you haven't, please follow me on YouTube or Instagram. And if you don't have a copy, if you're into stocks, get a copy of my newsletter, The Money Flow. In there, I share with you my portfolio, things that I'm thinking and doing. God bless.